Welcome, everybody. We're going to be talking all things Enduro and its potential comeback. Plus, I'll be revealing our new presenter, and we've got all the regulars, as usual, coming up today on the Dirt Shed Show. Hello all, it is of course myself, Rich Payne, and I am joined by our brand new presenter. So mystery presenter, reveal yourself. Oh. Welcome to the show.
Good to see you, mate.
Fergus Ryan, everybody. How you doing, dude?
Really, really good, thanks.
Yeah? Now, Ferg, obviously for the uninitiated, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give them a bit of a background, Mo.
So I started off in downhill, racing on the European circuit, raced some IXS Cups, some Crankworx World Series, before moving on to the Enduro World Series.
Keep it low, keep it low. Ferg, you all right?
Where I raced for a number of years and met yourself.
Yes, we got history.
We have got history, yeah.
Good history, But we got history.
We have,
we go back away, don't we? Yeah, you are obviously a passionate Enduro racer, much like myself. And obviously, with the first round of the Enduro World Cup having just happened in Pietralugura at the weekend, there's kind of like a chat out there that Enduro was a bit dead.
Yes, there was, yeah.
But it ain't, I don't think.
No, I don't. I think that it was getting maybe a little stagnant, but I think with, a little bit lost. And I think it's back to its roots now. We've got the multi-day practice, multi-day race.
That we do.
Yeah.
And we're back to sort of, you know, no shuttling. So for those who maybe aren't aware, Enduro kind of went for a bit of a phase where it was a one-day race. You had one day of practice before, but there would often be shuttling, ski lifts, and it felt like it had gone away from its roots, right?
Yeah.
And the riders were kind of aware of this. So when I finished racing, it was I remember it was like, you know, double days, monstrous amounts of pedaling and...
Yeah, no, it was really, really good. I think, yeah, you and I sort of... I started out probably a little bit after
you. A few years behind, weren't you?
Yeah, a little bit, and before I saw the light. And then I came over to Enduro, and yeah, we had a good couple of years of the, you know, two-day racing before it sort of started to transition more towards, I guess, shorter days, but slightly higher intensity. But I think it kind of... lost that real enduro adventure style racing that we know and love.
Yeah, I feel like it went through an experimental phase in its life.
Yes.
We've all been there. But it's back, it's kind of back to its roots. The riders have called out, the UCI and the organisers have answered, sorry. And we had nearly 200 kilometres of riding over the 4 days. I'm not sure how much climbing, but it was a lot.
Yeah, and I think they had to be, you know, self-sufficient as well. Yeah. So they weren't allowed any sort of tech zones. They weren't allowed any outside assistance. So I think it sort of leveled the playing field for a lot of the sort of privateers versus the professional teams as well. So I think that's really, really good. It really is a case of like how sort of self-sufficient and smooth those riders can be over those 4 days.
Bike management, right? Bike and body management, in fact, because that was a thing, wasn't it? You can't just... you've got to be fit enough to make it through. That was always something I've tried to work on, was the fitness side. But also, you can't just hammer the crap out of your bike because that bike's got to get through.
Yeah, you've got to be all the stages. As well.
We saw Jesse Melamed actually got a puncture, was it? And I think someone else got a puncture and folded a chainring on stage one, which obviously, again, you know, has a knock-on effect throughout the
They did an incredible job of sort of getting their bikes back working and they made it through that second day and not just the second day, they made it through the first day as well.
Yeah,
But yeah, that's the challenge and that's, you know, what we love about Enduro and it's cool to see it back.
And it throws up surprises. So we had Dan Booker.
Unreal.
Booker, Aussie, won the men's. And do you know what? I saw a great comment from Ryan Gilchrist on this. So Dan Booker, I wouldn't have said an unknown rider, but Ryan Gilchrist put, he commented something like, such a sleeper build that the UCI don't even have a picture on file for you, for the winner's picture kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I won! Which is cool, right?
So cool. And like picked out by Sam Hill, you know, one of the greats out there, picked up by him back in the CRC days. Yeah. And yeah, he kind of has sort of transitioned between downhill and enduro. We saw him at the hardline earlier in the year. And yeah, he's come out swinging and, you know, put in a result.
His stocks have just gone way up. And also in the women's, of course, Hattie Harnden, last year's World Cup overall winner, not racing much enduro this year, but she raced the first round on a gearboxed, belt-driven, electronically shifted bike, which, if you want to see it more, actually, I did a bike check over on Tech, so head over there if you want to know more about it. But a belt drive's already winning.
All the chat. Yeah, exactly. It's all the hype right now.
Just buzzwords everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I was really excited to see how she got on with the enduro bike. I know she hasn't had a huge amount of time on the bike,
yeah.
And it's awesome to see that she can put in those results in the enduro before, especially in the run-up to this World Cup next weekend.
I know, because she's obviously switching over to kind of focus on downhill. But back to me and you, Ferg.
Yep.
You know, we love a bit of enduro. We've just waffled on a little bit about it. Fondest memory from racing enduro? Oof. Other than when I blitzed it past you in Madeira.
Let's not bring up the results.
No,
we won't get those up.
Oh, gosh.
Fondest memory. I mean, obviously, just meeting so many cool people.
You're welcome.
You know yourself. but love Finale Liguria.
Yeah.
Such a cool place. And, yeah, just getting to ride some of the most incredible trails and places that you would never go had there not been a bike race there.
Much ice cream, right? So much ice cream.
Love the ice cream. It's basically
so
the Gelato World Series.
It really was. No, I got to admit that sort of the people that we met, the places that we got to go, and I think that is one of the great things. And if you think about it, we are racing all the same tracks, pros, amateurs, under 21s, the whole lot, male, female, you name it. Everyone's on the same track doing the same thing. And I think that kind of open and inclusivity,
yeah,
is what makes enduro pretty flipping good.
I think that's what made it so sort of approachable for everyone. You know, the public loved to see it, and they could, if they wanted to, go and give it a go and see just how fast all those pros are going on those tracks and see how technical the tracks really can get. So yeah, I think it's that all of those things combined is what makes enduro so special.
Agreed. But let us know what you think down below. When it comes to enduro racing, was enduro dead? Is it becoming great again? And what kind of format of racing do you like to see? The multi-day stuff? I know we're fond of that stuff. Yeah. Or were you more fond of the single kind of one-day out-and-out racing? Bear in mind that Dan Booker, after 43 minutes of racing, still only won by half a second.
Super tight.
Over 43 minutes. Yeah, let us know in the comments down below. Right, before we crack on with the show, Ferg, we've got an enduro-based question for our lovely viewers. What is it?
Yes, so where was the first ever World Enduro Series race held? Was it A, Finale Liguria in Italy? Was it B, Whistler in Canada? Or was it C, Punta Ala in Italy? Drop your answers in the comments below. And yeah, on to you, Rich.
Yeah, we will announce the winner next week, right?
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be his new video part from Billy Spurway and Ripton. That bomb drop, double drop into the flat out hill bomb was so crazy. Dude's so free ride. This edit has such a good mix of stylish riding and fast and loose craziness. My favorite clip has to be that toboggan 1 foot whip table, but the one-hander's so steezy. And that gap into the right-hand drift. And the left-handed drift gapping into that chute. Anyway, the whole thing's sick, so it's definitely worth checking this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Time to crack on with Hacks and Modges. I shan't sing. I'm going to spare you this week.
Thanks.
This time. Now, for your chance to win a race top, don't forget, send in your Hacks and Modges to the uploader linked in the description down below. But first up, we've got Dustin from Denver, who has sent in what looks like a homemade kid's seat.
Yeah.
What are we thinking here, Ferg?
Pretty high danger. I admire the DIY approach, but I'm not sure I'd want my child sat in front of one of them.
Dustin's written here, he's been through 3 kids now and still going strong. What has happened to the previous ones? Dustin, where have they gone? I mean, it's a bodge or a hack?
I mean, surely a bodge.
It's a bodge. We're calling bodge. Okay. Next up, we have Lee Walker, who has sent in... Lee Walker, what have you sent in? After washing my bike, I used to use a dry cloth. However, I recently purchased a cheap leaf blower. Oh, there's little battery ones, yes. And he just blasts it all off. That's actually quite a good hack.
I quite like that. Yeah, it's definitely a hack.
Yeah.
Always, you know, bouncing the bike off the floor and trying to dry it out. Easy win.
Cheaper than a compressor.
Way cheaper and looks cooler as well.
And does, yeah. I used to carry a compressor around to the races, like in the back of the camper and stuff.
Yeah, leaf blower, sorted.
Damn it, why didn't I think of that? And last but by no means least, Joe Tebb. You have sent in, basically trying to get my bike secure in the car. I take the front wheel off, fold the chairs over and put the dust mats over them, and basically seatbelt them in place. Safety first. Yeah. No rattling.
I mean, we all want to keep our bikes safe, don't we? And, you know, treat them like our children.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite a good hack, I would say. It's a little hack, right?
Yeah, it's a hack.
A little travel hack.
Yeah. Travel hack. We want to be able to carry our bikes in safety and not have them smashed around in the back of the car.
Yeah, very true. Who are you going to pick as a winner, though, buddy? We've got Dustin's Death Trap, we've got Lee's Blower, or we've got Joe's Belt?
For me, it's got to be Lee's Blower.
Lee's Blower?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's one that I want.
Yeah, fair enough. Sure. Well done. You've won yourself a GMBN Race Top. Don't forget, email us through your details so you can claim your prize. Okay, it is now time for some things that we liked this week. Now, Martin quite often picks these out, so I feel like there could be a Martin influence in there. But there's some really cool things happening out in the world. So, in fact, Bex Barone has just been racing out in Sri Lanka.
Yep, that's pretty cool. And she's got what looks to be one of the coolest trophies
out there. I like
that
a lot, yeah. I mean, you don't see, like, really out there trophies anymore. Yeah. That is definitely one. Plus, I had a look at some of the clips from the race, and it looked banging out there. A place that's now on the to-go list.
Definitely.
For sure.
A race to do.
Yeah, next up, Martin has been here.
Yeah.
Martin has definitely been here. More one-wheel action. Owen Farmdog on Instagram. What's he doing? What, I mean, I just don't get it.
Hopping down rocks on a unicycle. I mean, personally for me, it's two wheels, not one.
I get the skill. But, I mean, that looks terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, two wheels down there would be pretty scary, let alone one and balancing and, yeah, unbelievable skill, but...
I mean, look.
Not for me.
That's making my back want surgery, just watching it again. That just makes me want to have the surgeon on speed dial watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not cool. But this last one is actually a banger.
The skills.
This is a good clip, right?
Yeah.
Is it Lucas Smith?
Big fan.
Flip to stoppy landing.
Yeah,
and he like holds that stoppy for a while.
Yeah, and straight into the turns as well. No, one clip wonder for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wish I had those kind of techers.
Oh my God, yeah, that's quite cool. Yeah, fair play. Good work. Yes, those are some cool things we liked. Time for the caption contest. Last week, we were greeted with this wondrous picture of Steve Jones. He is pretty special.
He is, yeah.
And we got some great captions, actually. First up, we have from Esox Cycles. Jonesy couldn't believe his eyes when he was presented with the Golden Wellies Award for services to Wales. So many things he would like about that statement.
Yeah, wellies for sure. He
Wales,
loves those.
Services to Wales. Yeah, he's a patriotic guy. Who have we got next, buddy?
So we've got Lance Watson. The look you give after the dropper post has just been serviced.
Wow. Wow. I mean, it's a look. It's a look. And then I appear to have commented without knowing it. Painter rides bikes. I promise it's not me. Someone told Steve he's got to ride a regular bike again. I mean, I have said that to him, though, in person.
And I bet he's got that kind of face and reaction.
That's exactly what you get. Some good captions. Who's going to win? Because actually, hold on.
Oh.
They win a stunt mug, Ferg.
Hopefully in better condition than that one.
This is the stuntiest of mugs. Who's going to win? You've got to pick a caption.
Oof. I mean, it's got to be Painter Rides Bikes, isn't it? For me, I mean, I can't not choose that.
Yeah,
you've been
okay.
At your comments again. Are you going to give it to yourself?
No. It's on the way to them. And don't forget, captions for this picture, put them in the comments down below, and you too could win a stunt mug.
Stunt mug.
Oh, we are singing?
Yeah, stunt mug.
That's just gone mental.
Stunt mug.
We're so out of tune.
Yeah.
Right. Moving on. Coming up on the channel this week, we've got a couple of banging videos kicking things off and kind of what you might be getting wrong about clipless pedals. Now, whether your first time using them or you've been using them for a long time, but you just can't quite get on with them, I've got a few tips and tricks to help you along the way. What have you got, buddy?
So later on in the week, we have Blake Sampson catching up with Tom Eisted after his first appearance at Red Bull Rampage last year. Blake is going down to his house with Tom to see what he's been getting up to and what his plans are for this year.
Yeah, no doubt some mad, crazy stunts, because that guy likes to go big and upside down.
Yeah, and he's one loose bloke.
He's wild. Time for the bike vault. Now, We don't have a bike belt song. We kind of just freestyle, but where's the belt gone? Ah, here we go. Very first bike ride. I'm going to let you be in charge.
Can I shake it before?
Go on, give it a whirl.
Yeah.
It's not bad, is it?
It's pretty privileged.
There you go. Yeah,
I'm
okay.
Excited.
So kicking things off, we've got a Rose Uncle Jimbo from Lancelot. I don't know much about Rose bikes, I'll be honest with you. Big in Europe, aren't they? German brand?
German brand.
Yeah, yeah.
This one is in Varna, Bulgaria. So in terms of destination, that's pretty cool. Parked outside a cafe.
Not bad. Like. He says he's actually got the bike up for sale, people, because he's after something a bit bigger. He's 189 centimetres tall. Big guy.
That is a big guy.
Nice or super nice? You're cool, this one.
I mean, it's got bombers. I'm a big fan of bombers.
Yeah, you're making friends?
Yeah, super nice. Go on.
Nice. All right, next up. It's an Orbea Laufey, kind of a rowdy hardtail. You'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
Where is this? This is Peak District, exploring trails on my Laufey. I mean, it's lovely. Looks good. Looks like a good spot. Yeah, solid hardtail. What are we giving it, Ferg?
I reckon it's super nice.
Oh, my God.
Go on.
You're a madman. I can see how this is going to go. Who have we got next then, buddy?
So, next up, we have...
Look at that.
Oof, it looks good. We have Spencer Carman with a Canyon Sender from ex-FMD Oliver Zwar.
Gold 40s on there.
Gold 40s, big fan of
the yellow D-Maxes.
And of course, it's a downhill bike, so for me, it gets the system super nice.
I agree. It's got the first ride prototype tire on the back as well, look.
Extra
super nice. Good lad. Well done, Spencer. Next up, we have, where is it? An adult balance bike, this says. Oh, yeah. Do you know what? There's no cranks. This is chaos.
What's going on here?
It's got triple clamps.
Yeah.
It was like old school head wheels and no cranks.
And no derailleur cassette.
Well, no need, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
I can't say super nice that. You got to be pedaling, haven't you?
Do you remember, you're probably just a bit too young, RST high fives, dual crown forks.
A bit before my time.
Yeah, I know. I thought it might be sadly. Fake head wheels, it says here as well, actually. Sometimes riding on Norway is not for me. Sometimes I just started making balance bikes for himself. I mean, that's quite cool. He's just like, do you know what? I believe the balance bike is the single most important invention of bikes. It's after actually me and Martin spoke last week about balance bikes for kids being good, but I feel like he's not
kids,
a kid.
For kids, very, very cool when they can't pedal.
Nice?
I mean, yeah, nice.
All right, go nice. On. Nice. Right. Okay.
Nice.
Next up is a Ragley Marley. That can look at the backdrop.
Yeah, I mean...
From Chris Kidd.
Yeah, pretty cool. And, you know, we've been lucky with the weather this week, haven't we? So, yeah.
Cornish coast between Perranporth and Holywell Bay. I've never ridden down Cornwall much. I used to do some four-cross races down there way back. But
yeah, I've done...
Like single-track stuff.
Yeah, I've not done a huge amount of riding over there, but certainly looks nice. And they've got the little pony in the background.
So, so what are we giving it?
Super nice.
All right, go ring the bell.
Hey.
Oh, my Lord, this guy's giving them away. Next up, we have Gabriel Thomas's. Oh, my goodness me, this is a throwback.
Oh, free ride machine.
Ain't dead.
Yes.
A 2013 Cube Hands.
Now,
Big totem on there as well.
Come on, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah, they were a blast in the past, and as a kid, that's all I wanted was a set of totems. So for me, that instantly gets super nice. Yeah, go on.
Then. With the white hoses. They were like a 1.5-inch straight steer as well.
Just chunky forks.
Flipping heck, fair enough, Ferg. And last, but by no means least, obviously more balanced bikes. This is from Mohammed Al Aradi. I never saw one of his kids' balance bike 12 years ago. By the beach in Wollongong, I just knew is the best thing any kid can have, and it makes super sense. So he bought his sister's twins their second birthday gift. I mean, what a birthday gift.
Come on, twins, bikes, first bikes, happy birthday.
Yeah, look, one's even smaller than the other. It's
new bike day as well. Like, come on, that's the best.
We're ending
it's
on a super,
be a super nice.
Nice. Go on, drink it.
My first one. Super.
Nice. Thank you very much for sending all your bikes. The link to the uploader is in the description down below. We do love to see what you've got. And maybe Ferg will get trigger happy on the bell again.
Yeah, send them in.
Thank you very much for watching. Ferg, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, mate. Thanks
good to
for
have you.
Guiding me through my first one. Yeah, well,
I like it. Do you know what, though? The show didn't quite go as smooth as you thought, though.
Oh, but do we have to show them?
Show them the real.
The downhill, we're going to redo that. I messed the whole thing up, didn't I? Drop your answers in the comments below. And Richard.
Richard! Very formal! Wow! Ferguson, thank you very much.
So you say drop the comment, drop your answers in the comments below.
And then just stop.
Just stop, and then you just jump in. I'll go, Richard.
Just please, just from that point, say no more. What have you got, Ferg?
So layer up in the... Oh. I had it so good, and then...
Right.